The Australian Masters of the Amateurs tournament is the highest ranked Category A event here in Australia. It's ranked, of course, as the highest ranked amateur championship in Australia. Amateurs from right around the world are going to go stroke for stroke against each other in the 2017 edition, 72 holes. And, of course, a game being played at Royal Melbourne starting on January 4 through to January 7. So we've got about 14 countries that represented, those coming out to mix it with our Aussies. And one young man who will be competing is Ming Wu Lee. He's from WA, and he's already making making a name for himself in the world of golf, and he's just 18 years of age. Ming Wu, welcome to SEN. Nice to have you on board.
Thank you. Nice to have you. Thank you very much.
Big tournament, isn't it? Yeah, coming up against some very good golfers from around the globe. It's a real opportunity for you and so many to make a good impression.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great course and a great tournament itself. It's just great how there's players from around the world. I get to compete with them, and I'm in such a high elite field. So yeah, it's a really good tournament.
Nice part of the world over in WA, Ming Wu. I've been there many a time. You're a member, I think, of the Royal Fremantle Golf Club?
Yeah, member at Royal Fremantle, yeah.
How does that play?
Yeah, it's different to the Master of the Ams course, definitely. It's probably opposite of Royal Melbourne. There's hard greens at Royal Melbourne, and there's soft greens at Frio. So, it's a bit different, but I've played Royal Melbourne a few times, so I feel like I can get used to it pretty quickly when I get back there.
Absolutely. You've been a WA Amateur Champion, the Spirit International. You were tied first for that. WA Open, Aaron Baddeley International World Final, you're the champion of that. So you've already got some terrific results on the board. I mean, where did your passion, Ming Wu, start for golf?
Well, my mum... how I started was when my mum, she was going to turn professional, but she started teaching instead. And, I just went out with her and followed what she was teaching to the, to her players. So, that's how I got into golf. And then, as soon as I started to play seriously, I always wanted to be on the PGA Tour. So, that's how my passion is, and it's going to be always that.
So tell us how you've sort of combined it with, schooling, and how much time in a typical week through the year do you spend sort of trying to really hone your golf game?
I'm not at school at the moment. At the moment it's a break, but I finished school actually. So, it's a pretty busy training schedule. I try to go to the gym every second day and then play golf in between then every day pretty much. So it's pretty serious, and I know what to do to get to the pro stage. So I got to work hard every day and try to work hard every day and see how the results happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that Rory McIlroy is a real favourite of yours. I mean, as a young aspiring golfer, would watch all the top line golfers. So why Rory?
I think he just has a cool vibe to himself. He definitely has like one of the best swings on the golf course. So, that's pretty good. He drives the ball long. He's just a cool guy. Like, I haven't got to meet him. I met Tiger, which is pretty cool. He's one of my favorites too. Obviously Tiger, he's changed the game. So, and he's such a good golfer. So, Rory's just a cool guy, and he knows how to bomb the driver. He's just a guy that can't really hate. So that's why.
Exactly. Tell us about the meeting with Tiger. How sort of when was that?
That was in April last year.
Okay.
I played a tournament, Sage Valley International, I think it was one of the biggest junior tournaments in the world, where lots of juniors came over for the tournament. There was a surprise guest, and from Nike, a Nike athlete. So, we didn't know who it was until that day, and then after the first round. So, it was Tiger, and it was an awesome experience. He was a good guy, and when he hit the ball on the back of the range, it was amazing. Like, every shot he hit was called, and he did hit that shot. No bad shot. So. I wouldn't be surprised if he does win a lot next year. Yeah, it was just awesome to see how he was going, and he looked like he was going pretty well.
Yeah, that's what a life experience. I think, you know, we started to think about 2017 in the world of sport, Ming-Wei. I think that'd be one of the stories. If Tiger could recapture even half of his great talent and win a few titles, that'd be good for all the sports fans out there. So now that you've finished school, how does 2017 look for you? I mean, how much can you sort of plan a schedule?
So 2017, I think I'm just going to, pretty much do the same thing as this year and last year, just no school. So I can fit more tournaments, fit bigger and better tournaments. So the tournaments in America, amateur tournaments, I didn't get to play that many last year because I couldn't miss out that much school. So this year it's going to be a pretty fun and serious time. So, I'll travel the world and see how I go.
Now, finally, just one away from golf. You're a Dockers man. They've had a stinker of a year. Can you put your footy analyst hat on for me and give me a good reason why they're maybe going to climb back? Or are you confident they can climb back up the table next year?
I do think. I think they can get into the top eight next year. It's a big call, but I think we got nice young players in the team now, so.
Cool. Still there, Ming-Wei? Well, we just lost him. Right at the end, he was giving us his analysis of the Fremantle Dockers for 2017. I think we've just lost him. Yeah. Okay, he's there. Ming-Wei, you got about 30 seconds, mate. I'm keen to hear more analysis here on the Fremantle Dockers.
You didn't hear any of it? Or?
Yeah, well, nice young players. Just who do you like? A couple of the recruits look pretty good.
Yeah, I'm not really into football, but I know a few names.
You're a fan.
It's lucky. Yeah, I'm a fan. Like, I follow it, but I'm not a full Freo fanatic. But I know they have. I've seen it and I've heard it. I don't know the names exactly, but
that's fine. We'll leave it there. All good, mate. Hey, all the best for this week coming up at Royal Melbourne. We'll certainly follow your career with great interest.
Yeah, thank you very much.